Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And we go down to Grand Isle to check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Darryl, I got good red fishing reports turning on east of you and west of you. Tell me that the redfish have turned on in Grand Isle, too.
Well, I can tell you, Don, while we've been trout fishing, we've been catching some undersized reds. So I can only imagine that that's the case also. We haven't really been up in that marsh very much. You got to remember, in the week we had some, you know, down here we had some hellacious eastern winds, and it kind of restricted where we could go. In fact, earlier in the week was really, really tough. I mean, it was really hard to find a fish anywhere. However, the last two or three days, that has kind of started to pick up. We've got a new crop of shrimp that have shown up, so we're starting to catch some of those little small 50, 60-count shrimp. So any day now, we're going to probably start seeing the birds congregate and the fish being on the, you know, on the schools of shrimp. However, they have at least shown up and started to show, you know, as opposed to earlier this week, they've shown up and started to show some aggression. So the last couple of days, we've had some decent catches of fish. And I anticipate, of course, we're fighting an almost full moon, but I anticipate that that's going to continue at least until that front comes in. That thing, and we'll have to reevaluate.
Have you been to any of the reefs and got found any trout action on those upper inside reefs?
That's the only place we found trout earlier this week, and it wasn't so much the reefs. And when I say upper reefs, I mean at least Bassa Bassa, Hagberry Bay, and further north. You know, we had it, like I said, it wasn't necessarily the reefs. We had such bad weather that we were hiding behind grass points and doing what I call the old school thing. We were just working the shelves. Yeah, you know, and you know, 90% of our islands that we have, if it's got a point on it, it's also got a ledge underwater because it's a rapidly eroding island. So you know, aside from the grass, you see another 20, 30 feet out from it, it's got a shelf that extends there, a hump. And that's where the action came from, mostly earlier in the week, hiding from the wind. Now, yesterday we were able to work the open water real good, and of course our catch increased. You know, we've said for the last month or 3 weeks that it looked like, you know, we were starting to see trout in transition mode. I mean, we're catching 20 and 22 inch trout on the interior bays. But just not a boat full of them yet. Mm-hmm. But that transition is starting. Several of the trout that I cleaned yesterday still had eggs in them, so I believe we're coming up on that full moon. I think this will probably be their last spawn of the year. But after this, then they really should start transitioning in. And look, I'm gonna echo what Kirk said. Whole lot of small fish. I mean, the majority, we had 100 shrimp with us yesterday, and the majority of the fish that we caught were all on plastic. We did periodically try shrimp. We caught fish on shrimp, but darn, you going through a whole lot of them because everything, you know, all the trash fish are there, the baby jack crevalles, the lady fish, and everything else. And, man, everybody loves them some shrimp, right?
Yep.
Well, I'm sure you're getting plagued with the 12 and a quarter, 12 and a half, 12 and 3/8, 12 and 7/8 trout that have to be released. And how bad are the pelicans and dolphin? That seems to be, Grand Isle area seems to be the worst for the predator fish getting those throwbacks.
Well, the pelicans aren't necessarily an object or a concern for us, but the daggum dolphins, man, it just turns your stomach to think that you're handcuffed by regulation that's meant to be a conservation measure, but yet I would say 70 to 90% of the fish you throw back are just—they're waiting right inside the boat, right under the boat, and they're all eaten. And it's like, 2 years ago, a 12-inch fish would have at least made a fillet. Now it's being wasted to a dolphin.
Well, a 70 to 90% mortality rate on released fish is not what's going to get accomplished what the biologists were looking for. So I don't know. Maybe they factor that in. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But, again, time is going to tell. I think we're probably 2 or 3 years away from seeing the final results of whether that, going up to a higher minimum size is going to work.
Well, Don, it was several years ago. Well, just after Ida, Noah was here. They have a very – Noah in the University of Florida picked Barataria Bay to do a very extensive satellite tagging program because it's got the highest population of dolphins of anywhere in the United States. And I talked to the guy that was running it, and he said they estimated that in Barataria Bay alone there was over 2,000 dolphins. So I'm thinking, hey, there might be hope. I mean, we had the black bear come back and they opened the season. Maybe there's hope. We just got to start lobbying for it.
Good luck on that one. Now we got to run. Tell people how to get you. On my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. What's your site?
RealScreamers.com, or pick up the phone at 225-937-6288. And Don, I had a guy on the boat. I had a guy on the boat the other day that told me those dolphins taste about like eagle.
Yeah, about the same penalty too if you get caught with one. Stay away from the dolphin. All right, my friend. See you next week.
All right, buddy. Bye bye.
All right. Coming up next hour, you're gonna hear from a lady named Arabella Lopez and her son Mikali Mighty Miguel. He came down here and caught his fish of a lifetime with Captain Ryan, who'll also join us. We got Captain Mike Gallo with a fishing report. Butch Ridgedale's got your paddler's report for you, and also a bad boy story about a flim flam boat salesman. He's gonna be this morning's bad boy of the outdoor story. Also, your text messages, send them on to us, 504-260-1870. Hour number two is just minutes away on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.